This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, don't hide. Be part of the conversation. Whether you head up to the website where we have a live chat room going and you can respond to people that are smarter than I in that chat room, or... you know, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, Dr. Lomero was on in the last show, and he's authorized me or asked me or told me I could give away one of his books. And I always, you know, I mean, I always enjoy when the guy's on the show because he's so full of information. And I love when people try to... I love when they try to call him out or try to nail him or say, this guy's a nut, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I say, look, why don't you go back and see what he's done? Why don't you go back and look at what he's called, the races he's called, how he's called them, the way he looks at things. And just because it doesn't line up with what you believe doesn't mean he's wrong. So it's the book, More Great News for America, 2018. He's willing to give that away, and he's willing to sign it. So you can get a personalized signature from him on his book, More Great News for America, which probably, once you read that, you're going to want to buy his other books. Because, as I say, he has been right on with, and I don't want to call them predictions, but because they're not really predictions. His models show that this is the way things are going to go or roll out. I mean, for those of you who believe in climate change, they use models. They've been wrong, but they use models. Why not play this guy's models, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. So I will take the 30th email that I get to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you'll get a free copy of the book with his signature just for you. It's really that simple. Now, as I like to do from time to time and talk about, you know, the attack again on religious freedom. See, it didn't just stop because President Trump got in. It has died down quite a bit, but it's not gone yet. Several months ago, I love when the stories jump pages on me. Todd Stearns wrote a piece here recently, and I love grabbing it. If you ever want to check out his website, it's toddstearns.com, toddstearnes.com. He's got a pulse on what's going on in the faith world. He's got a piece of it says, several months ago, I was delivering a speech to a group of patriots in our nation's capital, and I suddenly became ill, and I collapsed. The following day, as I was recovering in the cardiac wing of the nearby hospital, I received a visitor, Colonel John, Tychert. Then the commander at the joint, at the time he was the commander at the Joint Base Andrews. He said, I was a bit puzzled and surprised to see how the colonel stature standing in my hospital room, seeing how I did not know the man. It turned out a mutual friend, a pastor in California, had summoned the colonel to my bedside, and for a little while he prayed for me. He shared his testimony along with several encouraging passages from the Bible. I was particularly moved by the colonel's kindness and his compassion. A brother in the Lord who took time out of his very busy schedule to pray at my bedside, or, in other words, the bedside of a stranger. He didn't know me. So you can imagine my surprise when I received a press release from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation calling for the arrest of the now Brigadier General, the new wing commander at Edwards Air Force Base in California. You see how militant they are? You see how hateful they are? I wanted the prayer. What if the soldier wanted the prayer and the general was the only one around that could do it? Right? Shows you how hateful they are. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation. It's an organization. They troll military bases in search of any public display of Christian faith. Right? Nativity scenes make them crazy. If they catch a glimpse of the Bible, makes them nuts. The missing man tables drive them crazy. Look, just because you believe you're worm food at the end of your life when your heart stops, you can't force that on me. It's not right to force on me. I have a different belief system, but just because you don't want to hear about a colonel praying doesn't mean he isn't, and doesn't mean he should stop. MRFF founder Mickey Weinstein was especially angered to learn that the general owns a website called Prayer at Lunchtime for the United States. The website encourages Bible-believing Americans to take time to specifically pray for our national and at lunchtime every day. It's also featured a prayer list, including, among other, President Trump, Vice President Pence, and so on, which I'm sure probably sent this guy into convulsions. No question about it. I know people like that. I love making them crazy. I talk about keep prayer and God bless and may God be with you because it just makes them nuts. Must be those little demons are around their heads, whatever. So seriously, you know, again, it's either freedom of, it's not freedom from, right? I mean, you can't be out of sight. How weak are you? That if even the mention, the smell, the sound, the thought of a Christian cross, Bible, or otherwise sends you into convulsions, you've got a problem. You're going to see a lot of things you don't agree with. Can't stop them all. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation claims to represent 41 personnel at Edwards Air Force Base who were allegedly offended by the general's personal website. Then don't go there. Not hosted on their website. It's not hosted at Edwards. Just don't go there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Don't go west. No, go east. Stop before you get there. Don't go west. Unless you're going to plan to fall off the side of the planet because you don't want to stay here. You really don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I always appreciate your time with me and comments you're making on the website. The website has a chat room in there, TheRealSide.com, where you can head up to Facebook, where they have a live feed there as well. There's a dozen ways to get involved and get engaged. Head up to the website, and there's a little button there called Patreon, where you can donate, and you can be part of the conversation. You can be part of the backroom conversation, if you would. You also can buy our coffee mugs and T-shirts and all kinds of fun stuff there. And I want to see more of you guys wearing the TRS stuff. I think that's wonderful. I always get a kick out of it when you send me pictures and such. Okay, so apparently now, being a person of faith in the military is a bad thing. You should be fired, sued, arrested, whatever. Now, not everybody feels that way, but it's the Military Religious Freedom Foundation that feels that way. And they make me crazy because they think they're out there talking for everybody, and they're not. So they claim that they represent, they claim, notice I say claim, because I don't believe them for a second, that they represent 41 people that are offended. Here's that word again. They're offended that the general has a prayer website. That's the general's personal website. It's about prayer and how he feels about prayer. And he gives you scripture and prayers to pray for the president, the vice president, and others in positions of authority, which as a Christian is what you're supposed to do. So my question is, why would the military, and let's just some mental issues here, why would the Military Religious Freedom Foundation go looking at websites for prayer when they're so offended by them? And I'm sure the general's website doesn't have anything about praying for the end of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Everybody's got a right to exist and not to believe. They go on to, now think about something. Think about how much time this man has done. You don't become a brigadier general in 6.5 weeks. The work he's done for his country, the work he's done for the men under him. But 41 out of thousands of people on that Air Force base, or that Edwards, Air Force base, are offended. And all of a sudden, it's a terrible, disgusting thing. Brigadier General Tetchert's disgraceful, illegal, and brazen promotion of his personal flavor of his weaponized version of Christianity represents one of the worst and most egregious cases that MRFF has ever encountered in its 13 years in fighting for the First Amendment civil rights advocacy. So, let me see. You fight for freedom of speech by squelching somebody's speech. Oh, okay, I get it now. Come on, seriously? 13 years of his First Amendment civil rights advocacy. 13 years they've been at this. Right? Weinstein, the head of the group, went on to allege that the general's website violates the Uniform Code of Military Justice and demanded he must be investigated, prosecuted, convicted, and punished. All in that order. Right? So, why investigate? Why prosecute? You want him convicted and punished. Why waste the time on the first two? The Pentagon has not yet responded to my inquiries about Mr. Weinstein's complaint, Todd says. But the allegations are so outlandish, they deserve no response. The Air Force appears to be doing exactly what it should upon receiving a plane from Mickey Weinstein, ignoring him. First Liberty Institute attorney Mike Berry told Todd that, like so many complaints by the MRFF, this complaint is vindictive, intolerant, and completely without merit. First Liberty Institute is one of the nation's most respected law firms, handles all kinds of religious cases across the country. They go on to say the bigoted demands that an officer be thrown into military prison because he prays for others. See, here's the thing they don't get. This shows you how much of elitist they actually are. So the MRFF feels that they have to protect you because you're too stupid to know that there is no God. You're too stupid to understand that this brigadier general really, he's doing a terrible thing to you. I actually had, it wasn't an elected official, it was somebody in authority over children. Now, I've been the chairman of a prayer breakfast in my area for 13 or 14 years now. And this is great because I had a letter from a superintendent, an email, who said that what I was doing was terrible, that religion was the worst thing that's ever happened to children, and it shouldn't be pushed on them. They shouldn't be exposed to it, in essence. This guy was probably a card-carrying member of the MRFF at this point. But you think about that. So they hate God. They hate religion. They hate morality so much. And don't give me this stuff about the Catholic priests and what's going on. That's a very small group. Doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it all right to overlook it. But I'm not going to paint the rest of Catholicism, the rest of the Catholic priests, for the sins of a smaller group, for the heinous acts of a smaller group. I would feel the same way about Christian pastors. Youth pastors who do the same thing. These guys should be brought to trial and, notice I say, and if convicted, put in jail. During the Obama administration, Weinstein once bragged about having a hotline to the Pentagon. It's beyond time. Trump needs to cut that wire. It's time to put a stop to these kind of crazy, hateful attacks on Christian members of the military. Look, I'm sure Weinstein is sitting behind his desk, right? I mean, he's not putting himself in harm's way for any of us. I don't know what his military history is, but I'll tell you what I do know. He's a coward. You have guys laying in bed, Christians, that have no problem with another Christian praying for them, and you want to stop that. You want to take his comfort away. You want to take what he believes to be truth away. You don't have that right. You want to talk about real fascism, real Nazism? That is a perfect example of it. It's time to, you know, it really is time to gin up the exposure of these people. Demanding that a general be imprisoned because he prays? What is wrong with these people? Come on, what is wrong with them? But if he, I wonder if he'd make the same noise. I wonder if he'd step up and push. If it was a Muslim cleric, if a Muslim imam praying for a Muslim soldier, just curious. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman continued to battle it out. One presidential tweet suggested Mark Burnett, the Apprentice producer, told him there was no outtake of him using the N-word on the set. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you that the president addressed this question directly.
Omarosa's hiring was questioned last year since she was considered a villain in the Trump Apprentice realm. Sanders insists that lingering questions about her integrity led to the chief of staff firing her.
General Kelly came on and he voiced concerns that this individual didn't have the best interests of the White House and the president and the country at heart.
Sanders did concur with a tweet that President Trump asked Kelly to try and work their differences out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. If we let that play a little longer, we might not have been able to come back. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, get involved, get engaged. Let's discuss. Because I'm really enjoying tonight's turnout in some places when it comes to the elections and the primaries that take place, which is really kind of crazy. Why do we have primaries this late in the year? That doesn't make any sense. Because you have an election, what, 90 days? So you guys in those states that have primaries right now, good use of taxpayers' dollars, don't you think? You're going to have all this mess again in 90 days. Anyhow, I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. So, the Trump-hating media, there's so much hypocrisy happening here. And here's what bothers me about all this. You know, on Sunday, they had the Unite the Right rally. Right? And according to the left, white supremacy runs supreme in this country. I mean, it's just all over the place. You can't step out of your doorway without finding it, without stepping in it, right? What do they have, like 3 dozen people there? Those hardcore white supremacists, they showed up in high numbers. There was well under 100. That I know for sure. It fizzled out. Right? I mean, welcome to the age of self-congratulatory media. Democracy dies in darkness, right? Goes to the ridiculous tagline on the Washington Post front page. Reporters, come on, think about this. Reporters call themselves heroes and fire full of themselves. They're just so full of themselves. Yet when it doesn't fit the standard, the left-wing narrative, the Guardians of the Galaxy are missing in action. Now, on Sunday, As I said, the Unite the Right rally on white supremacists, it died. Antifa demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia, who gathered to mock the anniversary of the first Unite the Right rally, they threw eggs at Secret Service. Come on, think about it. They were arrested for assaulting a man wearing a Make America Great Again hat. They launched fireworks and smoke bombs at the police, and they assaulted an NBC reporter. Right, and I get a kick out of this. And the right are the violent ones. Oh, God. Now, this story appears on various media sites, because I guess it was Cal Perry was the NBC reporter who had the camera knocked out of his hand. And the outrage was muted for all intents and purposes, right? When you think about everything that took place that day, when you think about what was going down, which was really nothing. Seriously, I mean, the white supremacists, they just died off. They don't have a movement. I'm not going to say there is no such thing, because that's not what I mean. But there's nothing with any teeth. And when you think about truly what the left was trying to do with this, what they were hoping to do, what they were hoping to show, was that how bad the right is, how violent the right is. And they couldn't prove it. They couldn't show it. Right? After what, 2 years or over 2 years of constant self-applause, right? These guys concerned about President Trump sowing mistrust in the media, as well as possibly instigating violence against its members. And I love that. It doesn't matter what the left says. Only anything the right says, right, infers that there should be violence against its own members. So why didn't anybody report? Why don't you see this all over the place? The physical assault against an NBC reporter by the left. Why didn't you see that? Right, if it was an alt-right member doing the attacking, the story would have had hours and hours and hours of coverage, right? It would have made this front page of most of those major left-wing newspapers. And then Sunday, Mayor Bill de Blasio, right, he sat down with Brian Stelter at CNN to continue his whining. He said, News Corp is mean to me, so I wish they'd disappear. You know, when Trump says stuff like that, I don't like them, they're mean, I'm not going there. He's a baby, right? He's a whiner. He's a this. They do it, they're heroes. So I said to you, it's not equality these people want. It really isn't. It's not equality, it's control. They want to control the narrative. They want to control your language. They want to control your actions. They want total control. Right? He goes on to say Skelter had been pummeled on Twitter for glossing over the mayor's comments when he originally made. He said that when de Blasio commented, if you could remove News Corp from the last 25 years of American history, we could be in an entirely different place. I don't want to live in de Blasio's place. I don't want anything to do with de Blasio, Sheila Jackson Lee, Pelosi, Amorosa. I mean, these people live in an alternate universe that has nothing to do with the real world. What he means by that is we could live in a totally different socialist, progressive American history. Now, if that is an attack on the press, so it's okay to take one down, but the rest of them are 100% right all the time, right? And it just never stops. And they justify it on a regular basis. They'll tell you that they're right. I don't have the clip, but I saw a clip earlier. I think it was Cuomo who was saying it didn't matter what you had to do. If Antifa showed up to fight bigotry, they had to use violence, so be it. It was okay. Anything you had to do to shut them up was okay. So the left is now promoting violence. So the left is now promoting... I mean, think about this. They're promoting hate for all intents and purposes. He mostly nodded along as the mayor ranted about what a better world it'd be if anyone just agreed with him, or if everyone just agreed with him. Man, I don't even want everybody to agree with me. What a boring, dull, and crazy world it'd be if everybody did what I did. Skelter isn't always this even keeled. In 2017, Trump tweeted, Fox News is much more important in the United States than CNN. But outside of the U.S., CNN International is still a major source of fake news, according to Trump. And they represent our nation to the world very poorly, and that's a true statement. Remember, we have people outside of this country that call it a show, that write the show, that I've had on the show. England, Australia, Israel. And they say the same thing. You know, what they see on their news, what's reported to them is totally different. Skelton described the tweet by Trump as an invitation to undemocratic regimes around the world to harass CNN. Wow. Really? But somehow, the stuff that Sheila Jackson Lee is saying is okay. Right? When she's calling for the harassment, I want you to think about this. When you harass people like that, the way she's telling them to do it, and you see these groups show up at these places, are you telling me that you can assure and guarantee there'll be no violence? Because if you can't, don't call them out. Because you're responsible for it. As they always like to point to Trump and say, in this case, the blood would be in your hands. If anybody gets hurt, if anything happens, Miss Maxine, the blood's on your hands. The damage is on your hands. The pain is on your hands. But somehow de Blasio openly wishing the demise of the media in the city that he runs, the city that they overlook to make sure he's running it right, they don't really seem to care about. Right? In June, following the shooting at the Capitol Gazette newspaper in Maryland, Skelter was happy to speculate whether Trump might be the cause. You know, because of what he says about the paper. He went on to say that many people wondering if the incident was somehow inspired by Trump anti-media rhetoric. See, so anything Trump says, anything he does, I think when he raises an eyebrow, I think it causes a problem. It incites violence. Right? I mean, these guys went crazy for 2 days about how it might have been Trump's fault. But de Blasio basically says the same thing, he infers the same thing, and he's a hero. Now, in a recent poll, and I know how much I love polls, right? 70% of Americans think that traditional media outlets now report news that they know is fake. So you say that the president is trusted? This is where they get themselves into a corner. By 70% of Americans, because if you say he has that much influence and 70% believe it, that means he's got him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com. Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back. I would love to get a second chance, third chance, fourth chance to make you crazy. Really? Seriously? I know I do. I know I make a lot of people nuts, and I think it's just so exciting. Anyway, my name is Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to The Real Side. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina, me.
Yeah.
That, are we still here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, I appreciate the guys, the people. We'll stay politically correct for 30 seconds. That always tune in. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book. There's so much that you can do up there. And I do appreciate your time with me. All right. So we were talking about the double, triple, quadruple standard. You know how it is that the media, as far as they're concerned, anything that Trump says that they perceive that might cause some kind of violence somewhere, they decide is true, okay, and that is Trump's fault. Anything. I don't care whether from a hangnail to somebody getting, you know, hit in the head with a 2x4, If he even mentions something that sounds or smells or they think is violent, it's his fault. Yet when you have people like, you know, Maxine Waters telling us to go out and do things, or telling her people to go out and do things, it's a whole different animal. Right? When you have Bill de Blasio calling out press and saying they should be squelched, well, he's not trying to stop free speech by any stretch of the imagination. Just ask his people. Trump calls somebody, it's different, Joe. One's a president, one's a mayor. He's the mayor of one of the largest cities in the United States. He has a lot more, maybe not him. Usually, the mayor of New York has a lot more influence throughout the country. Hopefully, de Blasio doesn't. Remember that Donald Trump didn't invent mistrust in the media. We have mistrust in the media for years. I think what Trump has done, or a big part of what Trump has done, is he's made us more comfortable coming out and telling people what we feel, how we feel, and what we believe to be true. You know, I did the story about Kanye West the other night where even he kept quiet for, 18 months, 16 months or something like that, because he didn't want to put up the ridicule, the noise, and everything else. And finally he decided, no way, I'm enough of this stuff. I think we should all decide that. And I'm not saying that means you get in somebody's face and you spit in their face and you get nasty with them and you hit them with stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you're sitting there, look, I've done this before with my religious beliefs. When somebody has ripped apart my God over something they know nothing about, I'll say something, not disrespectfully. I don't hit them with a 2x4 until they listen. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm talking about, but I don't let it go by. And it's the same thing here. I think, if anything, President Trump is telling us, don't let them get away with this. And I think that's good advice. Do not let them get away with this. Don't let it fester. Don't let it sit. The same journalists that go out of their minds when Trump says certain outlets are bad news had no problem with de Blasio saying it. Right? I mean, and if 70% of Americans think the traditional media outlets, you think that Trump has driven that? You think this is new? Because it's not. It should be easy to care about the physical assault of a fellow journalist. It should be quite simple to defend local news from a power-hungry, wannabe authoritarian mayor. That's what de Blasio is very full of himself. Thinks he's one of the smartest guys on the planet. I hope he runs for president. No. The more the merrier. I want to see him and Joe Biden. Right? I mean, let's just go down the list. You put him on one of those big, not the merry-go-round. What's that? Remember that thing you used to put your brother on or sister on? You spin it really fast till it come off? No, you never did that. He's such a goody-two-shoe. I used to do it with my cousins. I know one of them listens. He'll remember. Because you spin as fast as you can, then you try to stop it, they go flying off.
Benny was on a minute ago.
Was he on?
Mm-hmm. He might still be there.
He'd remember.
Ask him.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'd like to put them all on that, right? Put de Blasio in one spot and Clinton in the other and Bernie Sanders in the other and Joe Biden in the other. Really, seriously, what a view that would be. That didn't make it throw up. Nothing would. But it is a double standard. It's what I've been saying all along. They don't want control. I mean, they don't want equality. They want control. Total control. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. And it is blatant hypocrisy. There's no way around it. Come on. Really? I'd love it. And they won't. And I think it's not because they don't want to be bothered. I've had people in the left tell me when I won't say corner them, but I find, say, well, if you have that attitude, call the show. Let's talk about it. No. I'm not coming on your show. Right? Why not? If you got the truth, if you got something to say, and you can back it up, and it's not backed up by party speak, that you actually really do, can prove what you're saying, then what's the big whoop? Come on. Let's talk about it. Let's run it down. I have no idea still, today, right now, I have no idea what they're afraid of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really didn't get through this, but I think this is really funny. This is so true. It's almost like, you know when somebody's so mad they can't control themselves? They're so frustrated they can't control themselves? They're just totally out of control? Most of these people who hate Trump and start talking about it. End up looking like that. They look totally unhinged. Their eyeballs can't seem to stay still. As they're yelling and screaming. It's one of those ones you want to back away from going, okay, all right, sure. Plenty, who called Trump unfit and unhinged, has been derailed in a comeback attempt in Minnesota. Right? I mean, you think of these guys. You think of these guys that are out there, and they're nothing but... Tell me what... can somebody please, and don't be funny, I'd like somebody to tell me for real, what the Democrat Party platform is. What are they going to be running on in November? What are they going to tell people? How are they going to get people to switch votes and say, we're not as hateful as he is? It's okay that you got more money in your paycheck. It's okay that you actually have a job. It's okay that you got a raise. No, you didn't lose your health insurance. You have to pay a little bit more maybe, but you didn't lose it. And you're actually going to get policies and things that you wanted, not ones you didn't want. Come on, think about it. These guys are just, they're whacked. They're just so whacked. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Tim Pawlenty, who briefly ran for president, remember him in 2012? He'd gone after the President Trump as unhinged. He was denied his effort to stage a political comeback and become Minnesota's governor again. Right? It was a race to replace outgoing Democratic Governor Mark Dayton. County Commissioner Jeff Johnson won Tuesday despite Pawlenty's enormous fundraising. See, it's not always about money. He had enormous name recognition. He also won despite his own history as the party's losing candidate for governor 4 years ago. Right? Because people are tired of it. The Dems will never figure it out. I mean, I kind of agree with Dr. Lamero. I really think the Democratic Party is going to implode. They will not be around the way they are today. No way. Because they still don't have a message. They're just about emotion and anger. They didn't fix anything last time. They're not going to fix anything if they get back in. Look at what they're doing in California. Look at the damage they're doing in California. I love these guys. That's why I say to you, my friends on the right, my conservative friends, shut up. Do not give these people information. Let them do their thing. When they're out there talking about socialism and how everybody should be paid equally, whether you're a doctor that's gone to college for 8 years or whatever you've gone for your specialty, or you're a janitor. You should all get the same amount of money. Not disparaging janitors, but you know what I'm saying. Keep that up. Don't stop. I really want you to go down the road of, if somebody doesn't have a job, they're not doing it, they're pursuing their career in, macrame, right? I mean, we should all be putting into a pool that they can collect money on, that they can go ahead and keep pursuing their macrame career, and we'll just pay for that, because we don't want you to be pressured. Think about it. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're talking about. When the tax cuts only works for the wealthy, right? Because nobody's getting more money back in their taxes. Even now, tax time's coming around. It's got to be a nightmare for them. When people start talking about how much money they've got, look at President Trump, 31% approval rating around blacks. 31. It's unheard of. That's why the NAACP's going out of their minds. That's why the Dems are going out of their minds as a whole. If a president got 5% of the black vote when he got elected, that was a big deal. He's getting 31%. He's got 31% approval rating in the black community and climbing. That's terrible. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down because you'll need it. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here tomorrow because we're going to be here all week. And you will too.